Good morning. My name is Georgia Slattery, and I'm a senior at Harpeth Hall. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all of you for the opportunity to speak with the other three seniors here this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. We live in a world of heart-wrenching inequality, yet we barely take the time to acknowledge our own abundance. Sure, we might say a prayer before dinner time, giving thanks, but do we truly understand how great we have it? Here we have food each day, clothes to wear, and a warm home to go back to, yet we are always in want of more. A new car, the next iPhone, a raise. Our lives are controlled by the items we want, not the love we have. In a physical sense, we truly do lack nothing. When things are going great, we praise God for all he has done for us. When situations are at their lowest point, we often beg and ask, "Why, God?" It wasn't until this past January when I realized that those who have the least have the most. I spent 3 weeks living in Uganda, and it changed my life. This is not a rich country, and seeing the level of poverty there was overwhelming. These are people who don't own a pair of shoes. These are people without access to clean water. These are people who praise God in every waking moment of their lives. It's astounding to think that a teen mom who's been abused, abandoned, and rejected by society can still say a prayer of thanks. I don't think we understand all that God has done for us, myself included. On my drive home from school, my weary brain fails to notice all the flowers in bloom and the children out playing. I don't appreciate the role of friends and family in my life, but without them, I would not have finished school and would not be this happy. Life will take its course, and our job is to find a reason to smile in each moment. The people of Uganda know the value of relationships and the wonders life can bring, and when you hear them singing, your soul will rejoice. They know that God is with us wherever we go, and that is enough. He has shown us that not everything will be easy, but his love for us never falters. Ever since returning home from Uganda, I've tried to keep a different outlook on life. I think that we struggle so much because American society gives us a corrupted view of a happy life. I find myself moaning about this week's tests and assignments, but I forget that an education is the most powerful tool. I complain about sharing a car with my brother, yet my 15-minute drive to church could be a 2-hour walk instead. God is always giving us a reason to smile. We just need to readjust our point of view.
Good morning. My name is Mary Caton Brakefield, and I am a senior at Hillsborough High School this year. Being a member of West End from the time I was born, I've seen a lot of youth Sunday services. However, none have revolved around a theme that resonates so closely with my own life as today's. Like pretty much every other high school senior, I spent most of the last few months trying to find the college at which I wanted to continue my education. Having a pretty strong idea of my future profession helped to narrow down the list. But I also faced the challenge of looking not only for an appropriate academic program, but also for a suitable athletic program. For about 6 months, my life was consumed by emails and phone calls with potential swim coaches. While recruiting is definitely an opportunity I was ecstatic to be a part of, those months were by far the busiest of my life. As I worked alongside my parents and coaches to narrow down where I would be spending the next 4 years, I was easily overwhelmed by the magnitude of the decision we were trying to make. It was in these moments where I saw that God truly was with me. At the times when I felt I was in the valley that Psalm 23 speaks of, I too felt the comfort of God's presence. Even when my faith wavered, I was reminded by the support of family, friends, teammates, and coaches that God had a plan in place and all I had to do was trust in him to reveal it. After committing to swim for the University of Tennessee this past November, I was finally able to see the beginning of that plan. Giving up control was not something I particularly enjoyed, but learning to put my future in the hands of God brought me to a new place in my faith. And this realization couldn't have come at a more opportune time. I see the craziness of the past year as being a test run for all the new experiences to come. The combination of attending the same school as many fellow Nashville high schoolers, having 50 new teammates and 5 new coaches, and again living in the same city as my older brother, leaves me thinking that I won't be spending much time alone. But through the trials of the last year, I have learned that whether or not we have a human companion, we will always have a spiritual one. And even more importantly, having God beside us means that nothing is too scary, too overwhelming, or too impossible.
Hello, my name is Jane Royce, and I'm a senior at Innsworth High School, and I'm going to the University of Kentucky next fall. The theme for today is You Are With Me, and that would be a great prompt for me to talk about my come to Jesus moment. If you're unfamiliar with this term, it is used to describe the moment when you feel the presence of God saving you. It usually happens when you're dealing with an injury or struggling with something emotionally. As I'm talking about this, most of y'all are probably remembering your come to Jesus moments. But even though I've been injured many, many times, there has never been a specific moment where I felt God saving me. I know that sounds bad, but let me explain. I've been very fortunate my entire life. I have a big family that loves and supports me. I have incredible friends that make me smile. I go to a school that gives me endless opportunities. The list goes on and on and on. I have also been very fortunate to have been brought up in not just any church, but this church. My parents said I do right down there. My brother and I went to the 3s, 4s, and 5s just down the hall, and we went to Sunday school our entire lives. Loving God was not a choice when I was younger, and because of that, I can now make the conscious choice to love him consistently. Hearing the word of God throughout my life has taught me how unconditional God's love is. No matter what I do or any of us do, his love for us will not grow and it will not shrink. He is always guiding us, whether we know we're following him or not. I think about my other friends' come to Jesus moments, and most of them happened when they had forgotten about him or felt like he betrayed them by making them hurt in some way. The special part about their moments is that they realized that he was there even though they didn't acknowledge him. But he doesn't have to be forgotten to be remembered. So, in some ways, my whole life has been a come to Jesus moment. He has never had to save me because he has blessed me with so much more than I could ever imagine. I thank him every day for the blessings he has given me, but rarely think about how much he has not given me. All of the pain and suffering he has protected me from is in some ways the greatest blessing of all. God's constant blessings are what show me he is with me. It didn't take being saved from a life-threatening accident or overwhelming heartache. It was actually the total opposite. I know I said it before, but I'm going to say it again to end with. He doesn't have to be forgotten to be remembered. Thank you.
You are with me. That is the theme of this morning, as you've heard in the previous speeches. Throughout my entire life, I've been given many blessings with friendships, family, material items, and everything in between. My name is Phelps Gamble, and I'm a senior at Montgomery Bell Academy, and I'll be continuing my education at Auburn University with my brother and following my father. My faith journey began right here in this church when I was baptized on May 17, 1998, 5 months after my birthday. During these 18 years, I've had the privilege of being part of the church community and specifically the youth group. One of the scriptures we have discussed in the youth group is Psalm 23 on the back of your bulletins. The line that stood out most to me is, "He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake." I dramatically strengthened my relationship with Christ fairly recently, but I couldn't tell you what occurred for the bond to fortify. Reading over that scripture, I started to understand that when I was drifting off in my faith, he brought me back much stronger. I began to attend FCA on Thursday nights at my school, and I joined a Bible study with some of my best friends. The leader of that Bible study, Scott Heron, an alumnus of my school, has completely changed my life. On December 3rd, 2015, that was the day that I had ever been the most nervous. And some background to this day, it was my last football game I would ever play at NBA, and it was the state championship game. We were playing Brentwood Academy, who had beaten us 48-14 earlier in the season, and their best defensive player just happened to be their nose tackle, who was my job to block, me being the center. The first time we played him, he had 20 tackles and completely embarrassed me. And he was formerly committed to Vanderbilt University and switched to Georgia Tech on the day of signing day. Replaying that film and watching it over and over again, my confidence was getting stronger. But on the way to the state game, I started to overthink things and actually ended up breaking down on the bus and not knowing how to handle myself. Now that you know the backstory, here's where the scripture comes into play. The line, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." As I read that, I knew that he was always with me. And from the bus, I texted Scott, the leader of my Bible study, for some advice on how to handle my stress level, and I would never forget his reply. "You can control the voices that you listen to. God's voice is saying, 'Phelps, my boy that I love, enjoy the gift of ball tonight. Enjoy the gift of your buddies tonight. Play your butt off because I've given you that gift. But don't forget that this has nothing to do with who you are. Be free, my dude, and ball out. Listen to that voice, not all the other ones that you will hear telling you something different tonight." Judging by my size, most questions I get first are, "Do you play football?" Being 6'4 and 260 pounds, my answer is yes. He always tells me, don't ever listen to that and just be who you are and just don't listen to all the negatives. In all my most challenging moments, I know that he is with me. When I was drifting away, I suddenly felt the urge to go to FCA and Bible study. I believe that building my relationship stronger with faith has made me a much better person as well as a much happier person. It all started 18 years ago in this church, and I plan on continuing this journey at this church for as long as I possibly can. Now, all four of us have shared different aspects of how he's experienced the 23rd Psalm, and we'd like to ask you to spend a moment right now and say to God, you are with me. You are with me. Our prayer is that all of us remember that we are not ever alone, ever. Amen. Thank you.